You're listening to a replay of Zach and Evan on Z Radio Live.
Welcome back into Zach and Evan here on Z Radio Live. We continue on with the show with our next guest. She is an author and fun series of books showcasing an adorable little girl that goes on a snack adventure with her kitty. It's called, well, the book is called Itty Bitty Betty and the Cookies, and her name is Sandra Nelson Moon. How's it going today?
Hi, how are you, Evan? It's going okay.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. And, well, we love to hear when there's new children's books out because I feel like children's books aren't coming out as much anymore. What inspired you to get that going and try to revamp that whole scene?
Well, honestly, I wanted to do this for a while. And I think one of the things that I noticed was there's not a lot of, you know, main characters and stories that are, you know, of mixed or, you know, multicultural descent. And I wanted to kind of bring that more to the forefront for kids, because I think, you know, there's a lot of different books out, but I wanted some that kind of represent kids so they can see themselves more or less in the stories. So I came up with a character just, you know, kind of coming up with something fun. I wanted something little girls could relate to and, you know, they could grab these amazing lessons from. She's a pretty determined, precocious little girl. And, you know, she wanted something, and no matter what it was, she was going to get it. So I think it's a pretty fun story, and I think the girl, you know, kids are going to grab on to it, you know, not just because it's fun to look at and it's pretty. The illustrations are really great. But because of the lessons that they'll learn from these stories.
Yeah. Go ahead, Evan.
I was just asking, how fun was it to write this book? I know, because we talk to authors a lot in here, and you know, as an author, you have so much creative control. You get to like immerse yourself in this world. How fun was it to write, you know, a children's book where you can kind of just do whatever you want and like anything goes?
I think it's always been so much fun. I mean, I think the most amazing thing is when you have kids as a parent, you know, we will sit down and we will go into these worlds with them and we'll play and make up all these things. An author just gets to take that kind of imagination. Most of us lose it as we get older. But once we have children, we kind of have to venture back into that space. So I think it was awesome going back there, you know, having my kids' inputs and just coming up with something that was really fun. Towards the end of the story, it's a really cute little ending. It's really funny. And I wanted the kids to read it. I don't know if you guys remember reading or watching Matilda, and there was a part of that where she was reading something and just giggling away.
Yes.
And that was the idea that I had. And I want, when kids look at any of my books, it's, oh my God, what else is going to be in here? What's going to be so much fun about this story? You want the anticipation of, you know, the ending or what's going to be in it. So it was actually a lot of fun. Watching it come to life was the most amazing part.
Yeah, I mean,
that's honestly my favorite part of any book that I write.
Yeah, I mean, great reference, Matilda, for sure. I love it. That's a great movie. Yeah. And, you know, I know you've been on the show before with us, and the other book you wrote was written with your child, too. Was this one, mm-hmm. did your child have any input in this one?
Well, they had input. My daughter, I remember when I just got the first proof, my daughter read it. She goes, "Ooh, I like this one. I like this one." And she's 12. So for a 12-year-old to tell me she likes it, then, okay, I think I did something right. You know, my son was just like, okay, mommy, this is a girl. I don't see a boy.
He's out right away once he sees that.
Yeah, how
he's
dare
like, okay,
you?
I'm cut out. Boys don't get to love this. I'm like, yeah, you do, you know, but this was just a little bit different. This cute little girl is just something else, you know. So I wanted just to go into that. It's a pretty fun book. It's pretty fun. It was amazing watching my illustrator. And I think at moments she would send me, you know, I asked her for clips where I could see where she was creating and how things were just coming to life as she drew them. Amazing. That is one of the most rewarding parts to see. You know, it's one thing to think something, but then to watch it come to life in front of you is the most amazing thing ever.
Exactly. And how do you kind of choose an illustrator in this situation? Because as you just said, you know, it's your idea and you have to watch someone else kind of draw it up and get their take on it. So when it comes to that, you know, what's your process like going through an illustrator? Do you vet a couple people and see what they come up with?
I mean, yeah, I would advise anyone. Yeah, you have to vet. You have to go through most illustrators. There's a lot of them even on Facebook, Instagram. You know, you can go looking for them. You can go through their websites, go through, you know, their portfolios, what they have prepared. Ask questions. I mean, ask any question you want. And if even if you try to get someone, they can send you samples. Tell them what your idea is. You kind of have to go through every little detail. Honestly, for me, Bex created my first book, and she is doing the other one because I just loved her work. And she's now going to be working with me with, you know, finishing the series. And we've come up with other ideas. So, I mean, if you find someone like I did, that's a gold mine, and you get to keep them. There's a lot of other ones there, too. So you kind of get to pick and choose. But when you're doing it, yeah, you have to go through conversations about every aspect. And I would tell any author, as they're doing the illustrations, go through everything. Have them send it back. You can get to change whatever you want until you can see your vision on the page. And I think that's the biggest thing ever.
How did you get into children's books? You know, and do you think that you're going to maybe expand into more adult books later on?
Well, interestingly enough, I do have one. My memoir comes out in June.
Oh, nice.
That is kind of a much deeper, much more intense story, kind of based around trauma, you know, how I got out of it, how I even got to this place today. And because I think there's a lot of victims who go through so many things, and sometimes they don't even realize they're still going through it, still dealing with it. So that book is more on the parent grown up side. This one, the children's one, started with my kids just wanting to connect more, wanting to create something. Like, you know, you said the first one was my son. We just created all these funny stories, and I would try to put them together. So after writing the children's books, I fell in love with writing even more. So there's so many stories I think a lot of us carry. So putting it on a page is the next part. You know, are you okay with putting it on a page? I think my adult book is the most intense thing I've ever written. Yeah. I don't like writing about myself. And it's trauma. It's my personal trauma. It's things I've dealt with from 8 years old. So, you know, having to write my life in that manner, it had me crying for a long time.
Yeah.
So putting it down finally was a process. And I think it was an ending to closing that chapter, but also an opening to grabbing people and being able to help them help themselves, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so but you know what? It was therapeutic for you, though.
It was. Yeah. Yes, it was. It was necessary. It was necessary. I mean, that came to being because I started doing my applications for law school, which I'm hoping to start in fall. Mm-hmm. And I had to write a personal statement. And in writing that, why do I love law? Why do I want to do it? Why do I want to fight for people? And I realized when I looked back at myself, I looked into my past, and it had a lot to do with why. So having to write that, I think I had spoken to a lady who was helping me with, you know, the application process. And she said, I think you need to write this. You know, I've heard that years before, but I was always afraid to do it. So I think my children's book kind of opened up a place for me to go and write about myself. You know, okay, you're opening up for them. It's time to open up for you and do more. So it's, for me, it's becoming a ministry where I'm hoping to help people get out of certain places. But I love it. I love writing, period.
Yeah, and it's also a very, you know, when it comes to putting things about your own life onto paper, it's a very vulnerable feeling, I'm sure, you know, when you say this is my story. And, you know, so what kind of, I'm sure you probably had some moments where you're writing it down and you said, okay, I'm not letting anyone hear this story, right?
Oh, my God. I cried a lot writing, and I honestly had to get a ghostwriter for my book. Mm-hmm. I had to get help because it is therapeutic, but it is tough at the same time. So I got someone initially, and she was like, oh my God, why do you need me? this is amazing. You know, and I said, okay, then. All right, I got to do this then. You know, I got to do this. I have to learn how to do this and let it out. So it was great. I think the most scary part was seeing myself on the cover that I just got the mock-ups not too long ago. And my husband was like, oh, this is great. And I'm like, no. You know,
it's the
self-doubt. Who wants to see this? This is like, it's like it's coming. It's for real now. It is on the cover. You know, I called a girlfriend like, is this really happening? She's like, you need. And initially, I was coming up with this whole thing, you know, to put on the cover that was not me. And I needed to get pictures for the inside of the book. So I went and did a shoot and got the pictures. And, you know, the publisher was like, okay, are you, these are amazing. You need to put them on the front. I was like, what? No. You know, it took a lot of convincing. And I said, okay, try, which ones did you like? And she said, okay, we can try this and this. And then she sent a mock-up. And I was like, oh my God. And I sent it all to my family members, that mock-up. And I'm like, over 20 people. And I'm like, what do you guys think about this? Oh, this is awesome. Everybody's, oh, this is really nice. And I'm like, this is nice. This is freaking me out. But, you know, at the end of the day, the bigger thing is what people are going to grab from that and how it will help other women who've, you know, and victims who decided to hide a lot of what they've dealt with and not realize that hiding these things and not dealing with them has affected and will affect their lives going forward. So,
yeah. And the new book that is already coming out in April 10th, actually, on Amazon, Itty Bitty Betty and the Cookies. Where can people connect with you, Sandra?
They can connect with me on Instagram, Nelson Moon Kids. And there's a website, www.nelsonmoonkidsbooks.com. And I'm on Facebook also, Nelson Moon Kids Books. Those are the places you're going to find me. Itty Bitty actually has also coloring and activity books that are going to be launching that same day with her.
Awesome.
Fun for the kids to kind of go through. So there's a couple things going on.
Lots to do for the whole family there, which is great.
Yes. Yeah. That's the whole idea.
Well, it could be a brand new bedtime story for your little girl or your kids in general. Just gather them all around and then read Itty Bitty Betty and the Cookies, available on April 10th, and you can get it on Amazon. Pre-order today. Sandra Nelson Moon, thanks so much for joining us here on Zach and Evan. It's great to have you back.
Miss the show? Catch Zach and Evan every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on Z Radio Live.